a dinner date. Before we even arrived at the restaurant, you had me tremulously overexcited. The very moment you ordered me to remove my underwear in the car, my heart rate accelerated and I felt myself blush from head to toe. I wish I didn't blush so easily, but your wicked grin as the redness spread across my cheeks and my earlobes almost made it worth the embarrassment. Once we were sat across from each other, I couldn't help but smile and blush yet more. No contact save for the occasional whisper of your feet brushing against my bare legs. Great conversation and food, and you flirting all the while, loving how much I loved your attention. After dinner, you took me to that ballroom dancing class. When you growled into my ear that we would be dancing with different people, you must have enjoyed the panic written across my face. And I saw your eyes on me while I danced with him, his hands running all over my body in time with the music, just my dress between his flesh and mine. Your stare was hungry, wolfish. You'll have felt my eyes on you when you danced with her too, the jealousy burning behind my eyes as you dipped her and squeezed her ass. I was wanting your hands on me, all over me. Wanted it to be the small of my back you stroked, my ass you grabbed so firmly. And when we could finally dance together, I was desperate to grind against you. Your leg between mine wasn't enough, as I was left panting, wanting, nearly gasping, but unfulfilled. You grinned at me as the class's end was announced. I was so grateful when you said we were going to a film next. God knows I needed the time to try and regulate my breathing and cool my flushed cheeks. I had been gradually more and more aware of a wetness at the top of my thighs, which I knew you wouldn't want me to clean up when I went to the bathrooms at the dance hall. God, you were driving me so crazy already. You'd reserved us a private booth to watch from a balcony in a gorgeous older theatre. As you described how private our seating would be on the way there, letting one hand slip between my legs and work up against me, feeling how soaked I was before slipping two fingers inside, grinning at my sharp intake of breath. The way you slowly caressed me while you drove was a kind of delicious torture. You watched me from the corner of your eye, catching me bracing myself against the door and center console as I got closer and closer to release. But of course you stopped abruptly as we pulled up to the valet. Wide-eyed, I watched you lick your fingers clean just before you handed him the keys. I squirmed at the delicious dirtiness of it all. God, how is this real? Inside, I was simmering by this point, so eager for you to tease and play with me, but you focused on the show at first. About halfway along, you disappeared to the bathroom, and when you returned to your seat beside me, you didn't breathe a word. But I watched you, riveted, as you casually unzipped your flies and freed your cock, as you gripped the back of my neck, and you pulled my head into your lap. I loved the second half of the film. I don't recall catching a solitary second of what was on the screen, but I was relaxing into lazy enjoyment of giving you head, savouring every sensation. Just before the end of the show, your hand tightened its grip on my hair, and I felt your cock thicken right on cue as cum flooded my mouth. You whispered down to me that I'd better not make a mess, or everyone would know what I'd been doing, as if I needed any encouragement to lap up every last drop. The second I'd felt your thighs tense and had registered your orgasm, you know I'd been desperate to swallow you. You glanced at me and confirmed I didn't have any marks on my face or in my hair, and we left, mercifully quickly, for the car. Just before the valet handed you the keys, you grabbed my arm, pulled me close, and whispered to me that you were finally ready to get me home and out of that dress. As I tried to process this, my brain slowed down by a heavy fog of lust. Your hand returned between my legs for the whole drive home, and you continued to tease me and play with me until we pulled into the driveway. Every time I got close and began to buck my hips up against your hand, you'd stop and pull away. That smirk you got when you denied me my orgasm was so fucking sexy that I couldn't even really stay angry, much as I wanted to. As we pulled into the driveway, you wrestled your hand from between my legs, disengaging yourself against my wishes as my legs had been clamping down on your forearm tightly. Seductively, you again licked your fingers clean as you stepped out of the car and casually strolled up to the house. I walked around and tugged hard at the crook of your arm, losing all pretense of coolness as I urged you to move faster. As we stepped through the door and shut it behind us, I pressed my body against yours and kissed you passionately, pinning you against the inside of the door and panting into your mouth. My lust had built up over the hours of teasing and waiting, and I couldn't control myself any longer. Feverishly, my hands were working at your zipper and reaching into your trousers to release your cock, not bothering with the belt or button, as they would take too much time. I dropped to my knees, licking keenly at your cock. It had been hard from the moment it was freed, which only encouraged my roving hands and tongue. I kissed from the base to the crown, sucking it lightly. Fearing you might feign not being in the mood now that we'd returned. A cruel trick, but not one I'd put past you. You let me worship it until I finally stood, pulling my dress up as I rose, trying to communicate as clearly as possible just how ready I was to begin. Instead, you took hold of my wrist and brought it up to your pocket, letting me reach inside and discover the pair of nipple clamps there. As I gingerly withdrew them, you reached up and untied my dress at the neck, letting it fall free, exposing my tits. You took the clamps from my hand and leant down to suck on the first nipple. It was already hard, but you knew it would drive me wild going from your warm mouth to the cool breath blowing over them. Then I felt the sharp pressure as the clamps suddenly pinched it. Then the same sensation around the other nipple, feeling the cold metal of the chain dangling between the clamps as it brushed against my bare chest. My face scrunched, adapting to the mixture of pain and pleasure. You circled me while I was trying to cope and tugged sharply at my dress, peeling it over my hips and leaving it in a pool around my ankles. Unexpectedly, you pushed me forward, forcing me to catch myself by reaching out with both hands to meet the front door and brace myself. In what felt like a heartbeat, I felt your mouth quickly find my dripping cunt, lapping at it from behind. Each lick felt a little more distant and my body responded, toes pressing harder into the ground, standing on them in the hope of driving your tongue in deeper. You wrapped one strong arm under my legs and matched each lick with the tips of your fingers brushing against my swollen clit, leaving them dripping from my rampant excitement. You gave a final long lick and suck before standing, and I pressed my palms yet more firmly against the door. Oh, I was expecting to feel your hard cock at any second. Instead, I felt your finger loop under the metal link and tug at my knee clamps, leading me into the living room. I turned to look at you, at a loss of what to expect now. As I faced you, you bent down, taking my ass in your hands and lifting me from the ground. I cried out in surprise, but found that you had my body tightly pressed against you, secure. My legs instinctively reacted by wrapping around your waist. You strolled over to the wide armchair and took a seat, and in doing so spread my legs, so each is hanging over the armrest while I face you. I was biting my bottom lip. I was hoping you wouldn't torment me any further. The way you had me balanced suspended me just above your wavering hard cock, and you placed my hands on your shoulders. I felt my legs slide down the armrest, lowering my cunt down to your lap, and feeling your waiting cock slip, finally, wonderfully, inside. Oh, I was so thrilled to finally have some of the control I'd spent that whole night craving, and I began to rock in earnest up and down your cock. Began to get more and more vocal, each downward thrust seeing me moan louder and louder. My body began to shudder slightly, and with every movement I felt the clamps tugging at my rock-hard nipples, pulling at them, driving me more and more wild. I couldn't remember when I closed my eyes so tightly. I was so wrapped and focused on the pleasure. At some point, you'd taken the chain in your hand, lifting it so each thrust tugs only slightly at the clamps. No longer painful, they just added to the pleasure, and I realised my body was about to explode. My eyes closed tightly again, and I felt your fingers press against my mouth and open my mouth, sucking on one, wanting you to remember exactly what my mouth felt like around your cock, my warmth, my wetness, my skillful tongue and lips. I was so turned on and in need of orgasm that I made it nasty. Slobber and spit all over your finger, wishing it was longer, wishing you brought a friend to join us. Removing your finger, I leaned in and kissed you deeply, reveling in the taste of my cunt on your deft tongue. I tried to muffle my moans against your mouth as I kept bouncing, driving myself closer and closer. Soft mutterings of, oh God, it's so good. I'm so close. Please, sir, fuck me harder, were whispered into your mouth as I lost my mind. Abruptly, I felt the chain shift, and the tightness of the clamps occurred at the top of each bounce, encouraging me to take you as deep as I could on each thrust. My moans filled the room now as my pauses at the bottom lasted a little longer. On the next thrust, I felt a surprise as your hand worked its wicked way under me, and the finger I demonstrated my oral technique on pressed against my arse, soon passing, overcoming all resistance. In surprise, I tried to lift back up, but found the chain pulling me down tightly. Your cock buried in my cunt, a finger in my arse, my lips pressed to yours hungrily. And then you started to grind your hips against mine, and I felt your cock rocking back and forth inside me as I moaned, cried out, writhed on top of you. Finally overcome with my orgasm, my body stiffened, and yet you kept teasing, prolonging it further and further. You could feel my cum dripping down your cock, coating you completely and still not ceasing. You slid both hands up my back, wrapped under my arms with your hands over my shoulders, lent me back. I started to get the sensation that I was falling, but you held me tightly in your arms as you leaned me back enough to thrust into me, as I was dangling practically horizontal in the air. Each thrust sent a small shockwave through my already oversensitive body. The sounds of our bodies meeting filled the air, mixed with a combination of our grunts, moans, and my animalistic, orgasmic cries. Oh, I felt a second orgasm beginning to roll over me. Surprised my body could even respond at this point, and I was sent soaring and screaming over the edge as a final hard thrust into me brought the familiar sensation of your pulsing cock filling me. By the third pulse, you pulled my body back up and brought me tightly to your chest, grinding against me, coaxing me, feeling me succumb to my second shaking orgasm. Worth the wait.